So get yourself ready for meditation. Maybe turn your hands face up for the flow of energy. Put your feet on the floor, or you can sit cross-legged, whichever is easiest for you. I like to have my back straight, which is often easier if you're sitting on the edge of your chair rather than on the back of your chair, because you'll find meditation easier if the spine's straight for many reasons that we can go into some other time. And just start to notice your breath. Close your eyes if that feels comfortable for you. Noticing your breath and the rise and fall of the breath right down into your belly. And take a long, slow out breath, really long and slow. Breathe in down into the belly. And then a long, slow out breath. We'll do three more of these long, slow breaths. Another one deep into the belly. Long, slow out breath. Two more, breathing deeply. And a very long, slow out breath. Last one, breathing in to the belly, long, slow out breath, completely emptying your lungs. And just imagine now that there is a bit of a fog of stressors within your immediate field, and just see if you can perceive a shape or a color or a sense of that. And we're going to use some dynamic meditation techniques whereby we actually are going to talk to our body and nervous system and use the breath to release. Our first release today is about releasing all negative thoughts and negative energies that we might be carrying and stress. So repeating after me, I now release all negative thoughts, negative energies, negative emotions, and all of the stress that's accumulated in my being. And taking a deep breath in, and releasing with the out breath. Say, it's now time to relax my mind and take a breath straight into your mind. And imagine that you can breathe out through the back of the head, neck, and shoulders. And let's deal with this business about what we can't change. And say, I choose to release all worry about matters over which I'm powerless or where I cannot affect change. I release all of the stress and worry now. And breathing in and release throughout your whole body and mind. And in that category also are things that might happen but haven't happened yet and may never happen that we can get concerned about. If you feel to, we'll release any anxiety about things that haven't happened yet. If you want to do this, say, I now release all feelings of anxiety about events that have not yet transpired. And breathing in and release through the front of your body. We actually have more cognitive options when we are in a relaxed state than when we're in fight or flight. So say, I give myself permission to release the state of fight and flight and to open into the safety of the moment. And breathing in and releasing through the whole of the torso. And another breath in, and let's release through the adrenal area. With the out breath, just gently releasing any of the stress that's landed in that area. And just like we can spend a lot of time worrying about the future, we can do the same with the past, and we can't change that either. So if you feel to, we'll do a release around that. Say, I now release the heavy burdens from the past that I cannot change. And I bring my consciousness fully into this moment now. Breathing in and releasing through the back of your body. And feel the release. You might feel tingling. There might be a feeling of lightness or heat or coolness sometimes when we do this. And sometimes we don't really feel very much. Breathing into the mind with the next breath. And let's release all counterproductive thought, the to-ing and fro-ing and back and forth that hasn't really gotten us anywhere. So being aware of your mind, and with a lot of respect for the mind, say, I now release all of the counterintuitive thinking, the to-ing and fro-ing that's clogging up my mind and leading to stress. And I release this now. Breathing in and releasing through the whole of the head region. And now just being aware of your legs and your feet. And sometimes events seem to wrap chains around us and we're stuck in concrete. It's hard to change, hard to move, hard to adapt because of the weight of habit as well. And so just imagining this as blocks of concrete around your feet and ankles, and say, I now choose to release the concrete sitting around my legs and ankles, out through my feet. I fully let it go now. Breathing in and release down through your legs and out through your feet. Just imagine blocks of concrete floating away, never to be seen again. Be aware of your breath. And the peace that's coming into the whole being. And be aware of the abdominal area and all of the digestive organs and tract. And sometimes we hold a lot of stress in the solar plexus area and through the stomach, through the belly. And taking your awareness there and say, I now release the stress I've been holding in my digestive system, and I set it free as a conscious act of will. And breathe in and just release through the whole of the abdominal area. That's the way. Being aware of your shoulders and the neck And let's release the weight of the world that we've been carrying that weighs us down and creates even more stress. So thinking about that part of your body and say, I now release all the worries and concerns and the weight of the world that feels like it's piled up on my shoulders. I set that free now. And breathing in and release through the shoulders, neck, and upper arms. And as you just breathe slowly and deeply, with a lengthened out breath, just picture yourself beneath a brilliant waterfall of pure, pure water that's coming in, around, and through you. And washing away all remnants of that heaviness, of the stress. Washing away any feelings of anxiety and creating more of a sense of flow and peacefulness. And as you imagine yourself under this waterfall, let it come in through the top of the head and wash through the whole of the mind. And release that through the back of the head and the back of the neck. Relax your shoulders. And if you notice any tension in any part of your body, just let your body relax. Breathing in. And long, slow, relaxing out breath. And now we're going to observe our minds, precious instruments that they are, just observing your mind and connecting with the part of the self, the deeper essence of self that can observe the mind. Connecting with your heart and feeling nature. And watching your mind. Just watch with curiosity and non-attachment. And as you are in a river already, imagine that you float downstream a little from the waterfall, where it's much more calm and tranquil. The water moves slowly, you float comfortably. You're by yourself on a brilliant sunny day, feeling safe, cool, but not cold. And as you watch your mind, wait for the next thought that emerges. Find a leaf passing you in the river and place the thought on the leaf and let it float away down the river. And as you watch your mind, each time a new thought flows into the mind, just imagine you can pluck it out gently and place it on the leaf that goes down the river as we're spending a few moments relaxing our mind. Breathing slowly and deeply as you continue to watch your mind. breathing out through the mind. Imagine you can do that. Every breath deep into the belly and slow. Let the body relax. Watch your mind. When the thought emerges, gently pull that thought, pluck it from your mind, place it on a leaf, flowing lazily down the river. And in your mind's eye, look up from where you're floating in the river to a brilliant blue sky. The sun feeling warm above you. And imagining the golden rays of the sun permeating in through your head region and coming and warming the mind feels deliciously relaxing as we let the warming sunlight just come into the mind. Feeling the peacefulness. Again, breathing the warming sunlight into the mind. And releasing whatever needs to go out through the back of the neck and head. And connecting with the deeper part of self, the essence of who you be. And send a reassuring message to that part of self, utilizing your mind to express some kindness or appreciation for this self. And giving some nice feedback to this self. That you're doing a good job. And that all is well. And then, when you're ready, you can bring your awareness back into the physical part of self, feeling your fingers, wiggling your toes, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes.